This is Billy Brehm and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We've been talking about the greatest revival Earth has ever seen just before the coming of the Messiah of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we've been studying the book, The Smith Wigglesworth Prophecy and the Greatest Revival of All Times. We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now because this was an elusive prophecy. Smith Wigglesworth gave it. He gave it directly to David Duplessy. We've been talking about that, and all of that is in this book, which we'll offer at the end of the program. But also in this book is the Tommy Hicks vision. And I want to talk to you now about the Tommy Hicks vision, because it is of the greatest move, outpouring, revival that Earth has ever seen. And we'll talk about who Tommy Hicks is, or was. He, of course, is still in heaven. But Demas Shakarian spoke to me face-to-face concerning the Tommy Hicks vision. He spoke to me face-to-face concerning his own vision. I was speaking in the 80s, probably was the 80s or 90s, in California at the Kenneth Copeland West Coast Believers Convention. And Brother Demas Shakarian was old, and he was on a cane, and he sent his son, Richard, to invite me out to eat. He said, "I want to have lunch with her. I think she can understand the things I want to talk about." So we went out, and he began to tell me about his own vision. Full Gospel Businessman was used so greatly in the charismatic renewal, and it was a result of the vision that Demas Shakarian had seen. He told me how that one night he went into his, he was driving around and quite late and lifted in the spirit. Then they came home to their house, and Rose, his wife, went to the organ and began to play. And he himself was lifted up out of his body. His spirit came out of his body. And he told me that the Lord began to take him all around the earth. This is Demas Shakarian. And Demas Shakarian began to see the great miracles, the great work that would be done in the power of the Spirit through the laity. He was primarily shown through businessmen. He was shown to reach them. And the laity and this great move that would come. And he did it with Full Gospel Businessmen's International because God used it for denominational people to come in. Remember, the Smith Wigglesworth prophecy had to do with denominational people. Full Gospel Businessmen had to do with denominational people coming into the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And I can remember back in 67 when I went to my first Full Gospel Businessmen's meeting. Oh, my goodness, how powerful they were. But when I met Demas Shakarian in the 80s or the 90s, and he was a little sad. He said, "You know, I haven't seen everything come to pass that I saw in that vision." And he said, "I don't know how to get this over to people." He also told me, "I wish Tommy Hicks were still here. Tommy would understand." And then he told me that the night God took him out of his body, Demas Shakarian, and took him all around the world and showed him this great vision, that Tommy Hicks was in another bedroom in Demas Shakarian's house having his vision another time. That vision was of the great awakening of the church of the last days. Folks, we were out here at Prayer Mountain Sunday, and something came to me. There's only one thing that can save America, and that's an awakening to God. It's not the elections. It's not a president. It's not a Congress that votes one way or the other. It is an awakening to God. There's only one thing that can help this world, and that is an awakening to God. And thank God, Tommy Hicks saw an awakening giant, which is the awakened church, that in this last great move, God will use. The awakening giant vision was given to him more than once. He received it in July the first time that it was printed into a book was in July 25th, 1961. And he tells it like this. I'm reading from this book that we're offering you this week, The Smith Wigglesworth Prophecy and the Greatest Revival of All Time. I'm starting on page 117. The message I bring to you is the most important that's ever happened to me, the most important thing that's ever happened to me in my life. And I've had tremendous experiences with God. My message begins July 25th, 1961, about 2:30 in the morning. I was in Winnipeg, Canada. I had hardly fallen asleep when the vision and the revelation that God gave to me came before me. The vision came three times, exactly in detail, the morning of July 25th, 1961. Now, he also had this vision in the home of Dema Shakarian. So, when he tells about the vision, and he tells what he saw, he said, I found myself as I was asleep at a high distance far above the earth. Where I was, I do not know, but as I was looking down upon the earth, suddenly the whole world came into view. Every nation, every kindred, and every tongue came before my sight. From the east and the west, from the north and the south, I recognized every country and cities that I'd been in. I was almost in fear and trembling as I stood beholding the great sight before me. At that moment, when the world came into view, it began to lightning and thunder. And as the lightning flashed over the face of the earth, my eyes went downward. And as I was facing the north, suddenly I beheld what looked like a great giant. And I stared and looked at it. I was bewildered by the sight. It was so gigantic, so great in stature. Its feet seemed to reach to the North Pole, its head to the south. Its arms were stretched from sea to sea. I could not even begin to understand whether this was a mountain or a giant. But as I watched it, I suddenly beheld this great giant. I could see it struggling for life, even to live. But its body was covered with debris from head to foot. And at times this great giant would move its body and act as though it would raise up. But when it did, thousands of little creatures seemed to run away. Hideous-looking creatures would run away from this giant. And when he would become calm again, they would come back. This is a good picture of the church and the debris. This is Billy Brim talking now. The debris that comes upon the church. We're going to talk about, next week, 2,000 years of charismatic Christianity. What happened during the Dark Ages? There was always somebody alive in the charismatic move of the gifts of the Spirit. We're going to talk about that next week. And so there would be times that the church would raise up. I'm back to the Tommy Hicks vision. When he would become calm, they would come back. All of a sudden, this giant lifted his hand toward the heavens and then the other hand. And when it did, these creatures by the thousands seemed to flee away from this giant and go into the darkness and into the night. Slowly the giant began to rise, and as he did, his head and hands went up into the clouds. As he arose to his feet, he seemed to have cleansed himself from the debris and filth that was upon him, and he began to raise his hands into the heavens as though praising the Lord. As he raised his hands, they reached into the clouds. Every cloud became silver, the most beautiful silver. As I watched the phenomenon, it was so great I could not even begin to understand what it meant. I was so stirred as I watched, and I cried unto the Lord and said, "Oh, Lord, what is the meaning of this?" And it felt as if I were actually in the Spirit, and I could feel the presence of the Lord, even as I was asleep. From those clouds, suddenly great drops of liquid light began to rain down upon this mighty giant. And slowly, this giant began to melt, began to sink, as it were, into the very earth itself. And as he melted, his whole form seemed to have melted upon the face of the earth. A great rain began to come down. Liquid drops of light, as it were, seemed to flood the very earth itself. I watched the giant that seemed to melt suddenly become millions of people over the face of the earth. As I beheld the sight before me, people stood up all over the world. They lifted their hands. They were praising the Lord. At that very moment, there was a great thunder that seemed to roar from the heavens. A voice like that of a lion roared. I turned my eyes toward the heaven, and suddenly I saw a figure in white, in glistening white, the most glorious thing I've seen in my life. I did not see the face, but I knew it was the Lord Jesus Christ. Somehow, I knew it was Jesus himself, and he stretched forth his hand. As he did so, he would stretch it forth to one, then to another, then to another. As he stretched forth his hands upon the peoples and the nations of the world, men and women, as he pointed towards them, this liquid light seemed to flow from his hand into this person, and a mighty anointing of God came upon them, and those people began to go forth in the name of the Lord. I do not know how long I watched it. It seemed it went into days and weeks and months. And I beheld this Christ. He continued to stretch forth his hand. There was a tragedy. There were many people, as he stretched forth his hands, that refused the anointing of God and the call of God. As he stretched forth his hands toward this one and that one, they simply bowed their heads and began to back away. And to each of those that seemed to bow down and back away, they seemed to go into darkness. I was bewildered as I watched. But these people that he had anointed, hundreds of thousands of people all over the world, Russia, Africa, Asia, China, America, the anointing of God was upon these people as they went forth in the name of the Lord. I saw those men and women as they went forth, ditch diggers, washerwomen, rich men, poor men. I saw people bound with paralysis and sickness and blindness as the Lord stretched forth his hand to give them this anointing. They became well. They became healed, and they went forth. And this is the miracle of it. This is the glorious miracle of it. Those people would stretch forth their hand exactly as the Lord did. And it seemed that there was a liquid fire that seemed to be in their hand. As they stretched forth their hand, they said, "According to my word, be thou made whole." I saw them go into insane institutions. I saw women in gingham dresses go into those institutions. And I saw one woman in particular. And amazing as the inmates were healed. As these people continued in this mighty end time ministry, I did not fully realize what it was. I said, "Lord, what is this?" "This is that," he said, "that I will do in the last days. I will restore all that the cankerworm, the palmerworm, the caterpillar, I will restore all that they have devoured. This, my people, in the end time, they shall go forth. As a mighty army shall they sweep over the face of the earth." I watched them go to and fro. I saw angry mobs try to stop them, but like Jesus, they passed through. As they marched, everything they did as the ministry of Christ in the end times. And then I heard another clap of thunder, and he saw no big eyes, no little U's, no church name was put forth. I heard a clap of thunder, and I watched, and my eyes turned, and he saw a glorious sight. A body arrayed in beautiful white shining garments. Slowly it began to lift from the earth, and as it did, the Lord Jesus Christ said to him, "This is my body. This is my bride." I'll start you here tomorrow and read that, because I have to sign off for now. This is Billy Brim, and call us at 417-336-4877 to get the book, The Smith Wigglesworth Prophecy and the Greatest Revival of All Time, and also The Happiest People on Earth by Dina Shakarian. We'll be looking for your young people at the C4C meeting. Call us if you need details, especially how to get the gas. 417-336-4877.